So, Megan and Daniel, I want to presume to speak for everyone who is here today to thank you for inviting us to be part of this glorious occasion. We all know how important this day is to you. We know that it's important enough that you would spend some time preparing for this holy day, learning more about the sacrament of holy matrimony and all of the responsibilities and duties that sacrament entails. And over the course of your study and your preparation, you have learned, above all things, that this marriage is not just something between the two of you, but rather this is something that involves the good and gracious God who created you and through whose providence you found one another. And this good and gracious God who will be with you each and every step along the way, protecting you, guiding you, consoling you, and leading you along the path of everlasting life. Your covenant, the covenant of holy matrimony that you are about to enter into, is not just something of your own arrangement, but is the covenant of matrimony that has been elevated by our Lord to the level of a sacrament, meaning that your love consecrated this day in this sacrament will be for the whole world a sign of the love of Jesus Christ. This is no ordinary love that we are talking about. This is a holy love. This is a love that bears the signature of your Creator and Jesus Christ, your Redeemer. By expressing this love amidst the daily life of husband and wife, you communicate to the world something very, very important. When you take the time to be there for one another, you communicate the fidelity of our God. When you are not discouraged by the weaknesses and imperfections of the other, but extend to each other the gift of forgiveness, you are giving witness to the Lord who loves us so much that he would die so that our sins might be forgiven. When you persevere year after year in this sacred commitment, you are telling the world something about the importance of love, that love is not just a matter of convenience, that love is not simply a feeling, but love is a commitment. Love is a decision that you make today, a decision that will be renewed thousands of times over the course of the decades before you, God willing. You are witnessing to each other and witnessing to the world the love of Jesus Christ. It is no mere accident that you have brought us here together in this holy place, this your parish church, this church that means so much to you week after week, day after day. You are, in fact, choosing to exchange your vows under the shadow of the cross, because it is from the cross that Jesus teaches us everything we need to know about love, that love is about fidelity, love is about commitment, and love is about sacrifice. Our Lord teaches us, greater love hath no one than to lay down his life for his friend. Daniel and Megan, that is what you are entering into today. That kind of sacrificial love, where you will choose to give yourself to your friend fully, with no strings attached, without keeping score, without counting the cost, giving yourself to your friend, your spouse, so that the other might get to heaven. In fact, you have no greater responsibility from this day forward than to get the other to heaven. You will do that by encouraging the other to pray, even when it's difficult, even when there seem to be so many other things to do. You will get your spouse to heaven by making sure that Sunday Mass is the fixed point in every single week, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, that you'll get to Mass to hear God's word for you and to be nourished by the great gift of his body and blood, soul and divinity. You will get your spouse to heaven by bearing patiently with the mistakes and the errors that are part of human life and being there for your spouse, gently, tenderly, lovingly. Your love is very, very special. It is a sign to the world of the love of Jesus Christ. That sign will be made full through your unity and through your openness to children, God willing. We pray for you. We pray that the Lord who has brought you together will bless you this day and guide you every step along the way. What God has joined, let no one divide. Amen.